cattle futures gave back gains on Tuesday, the NPD Group expects the number of consumers eating dinner at home will remain above pre-pandemic levels as they seek to curb expenses. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 29th of June. Cattle futures closed lower Tuesday, basically giving back what was gained the previous session, as corn futures gained and cash fed cattle prices for the week remained unestablished. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.42 lower, from 77 cents lower at the back to $2.30 lower in spot August. Live cattle futures closed an average of 44 cents lower, except for a nickel higher in waning spot June. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade ranged from mostly inactive on light demand to a standstill through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were $137 to $138 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains. They were $145 to $148 in the Northern Plains and $145 to $150 in the Western Corn Belt. Dressed prices were $234 to $240. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $1.54 lower Tuesday afternoon at $267.14 a hundredweight. Select was $1.93 lower at $243.31. Corn and soybean futures closed higher on lower week-to-week crop ratings. Corn futures closed mostly 5 to 8 cents higher through new crop contracts and then mostly fractionally higher to a penny lower. Soybean futures closed mostly 25 to 29 cents higher.
Shh, hear that? It's a quiet, easy handling Hereford cow. That's right, no broken fences, no busted gates, no injured people. Herefords lead the way in the silent traits and fertility. Studies show they increase profitability by more than $51 per cow per year at the same time. That's real money and real results. Isn't it time for you to come home to Hereford? Learn more at hereford.org.
I had results from just two weekly Tuesday auctions available at press time. Through mid-session at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri, feeder steers and heifers weighing less than 800 pounds were selling $3 to $7 higher, with instances of as much as $12 higher. Lighter weights were trading steady. There were 6,250 head on offer. Feeder steers sold $4 to $6 higher at Bluegrass Stockyards in Lexington, Kentucky, where there were 1,166 head. Feeder heifers traded $2 to $4 higher. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply lower Tuesday amid another volatile day of wide swings up and then down. Perhaps some profit-taking and early positioning ahead of the quarter's end played a role. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 491 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 78 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 343 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed another $2.19 to $2.75 higher through the front six contracts. Amid inflation and rising costs, consumers are eating more dinners at home as a way to cut expenses, according to the NPD Group. Although dinners at home peaked during the pandemic out of necessity and have normalized, they're expected to remain above pre-pandemic levels through 2024, according to NPD's Future of Dinner report. As consumers resume their busy lifestyles, however, the report suggests they will look for more convenience with little or no preparation time and fast dinner fixes like frozen meals and ready-to-eat snacks, especially during the work week. NPD analysts say consumers will also increasingly turn to retail on-the-go meals like ready-to-eat entrees from the grocery store to help with meal preparation. Also, according to the report, retail ready-to-eat foods are forecast to grow by double digits through 2024. Restaurant meals eaten at home are also forecast to grow. Blended meals, pairing foods prepared and purchased away from home with dishes prepared at home, will continue through the near future. And foods that require more effort and time will face headwinds through 2024. More dinner meals at home are here to stay, says Darren Seifer, NPD food and beverage industry analyst. According to Seifer, consumers across all ages will look for breaks from routine and will look for value during this time of high inflation. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 29th of June. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.